come for you.
For what?
Jeff.
Oh, this is for the Jeffrey Lord show?
Lord's show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So wait, it won't make it to the funky, because it goes on the pirate.
Oh, okay. So I can't cuss?
I don't think so.
I don't cuss on the Jeffrey Lord show, but I love the Jeffrey Lord show. I love Funky Town Podcast. Funky Town Podcast is what you should listen to if you want to know what's going on in Fort Worth and music.
It's true.
I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the Funky Town Podcast. I hope you're ready. This show's going to get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's down that hallway. I'm sitting here with Sammy Kidd of Mean Motor Scooter. We're still waiting to get into the event. How do you feel, Sammy?
I don't know how I feel.
You feeling confident?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you think you had the most votes?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. There was a lot of really good bands on there, so...
Did you have any particular rivals that you thought...
No, I don't think so. I mean, I thought everybody on there was pretty good. We played with most of them, so
awesome.
That was cool.
Awesome. Well, good luck, Sammy.
Thanks, Zach.
Hey, it's the Funky Town Podcast. We're standing here with Eric Griffey. Do you have any words for us before we start the show?
Go straight to the food. It's going to go in like 20 minutes. People are going to separate.
Awesome.
Most people are going to go straight to the bar. The smart ones will go straight for the food because that's going to run out.
No one's going to hear this for another week, so...
Oh, okay. Well, for future reference and all future Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards,
awesome.
You go for the food.
Awesome.
It's going to be gone. And the bar is, you know, it's infinite. We have unlimited amount of drinks, a finite amount of food.
Do you know who's won already?
I do, as of about 4 minutes ago.
Did I win?
I can't tell you.
Okay. We'll just have to find out when it's announced.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It was kept by all the results are kept by the accounting firm of Mindy, who works with us.
Cool.
and under lock and key, guarded 24/7. Because it's so. No, we did have a lot. I have to give a shout out to the interns. We have four poor interns who had to count all of the ballots by hand. They all thought they were coming in to learn about how to, you know, write about news and write about music. No, you count ballots, and you count them for hours. And also Billie Jean, our receptionist, who counted all of the online votes, which doesn't sound like a lot, but she built a spreadsheet.
Awesome.
That's I don't know how homework. To.
Did anybody write in Bernie Sanders?
No, nobody. No. We get a lot of like we get a lot of like jokey write-ins, but I have to say, this year was one of the worst for jokey write-ins. Like you know how like have you ever been to the Bull and Bush, the bar, the
yeah.
pub?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever gone to the bathroom there?
No.
Okay. Well, the graffiti in the bar bathroom has always been like the top, but I guess they painted over it, and like this new breed of like a vandal. Is just witless and dull, and I feel like it's kind of the same. It's been the same case for the jokey write-ins, like Poopy McPants or stuff like that. It's not funny. It might be funny at like 4 a.m. when you're high,
right?
Like if you're super high, which I'm not yet. No, don't. It's okay.
We can go around the corner in a minute.
Huh?
We'll go around the corner in a minute.
Okay. All right.
So turn it off.
Awesome.
Turn
it off. Thank you. See you guys later.
Is it open?
All right, we're checking out some of Sammy's art while we're about to go in there. I think they're opening up the gates, opening up the floodgates.
Yeah.
All right, we're lining up. It's a big posse of us. We got Dustin and Rebecca up front. We got Jeff Lord and Matt Stubbs. Diana's right in front of me. I'm in the back with Sammy, checking out some. What would you call that? Is that?
Name
optical illusion art.
Oh, okay. That's cool. It's actually like yarn staples. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm digging this optical illusion right here on the side of the hallway.
You have to
think
that out.
Shipping, receiving. It's pretty neat.
You ask him a question.
Hey, Sammy, how much is like a pound of bananas weigh? Or that's what I meant to say.
How much does it weigh?
Yeah.
A pound?
Yeah.
A pound?
Cool.
Okay, so I want you to ask Sammy when their next album will be out.
When is your next album out? If anybody cares.
I think it'll probably be starting to record it in the next month or so, and then hopefully it'll be released, you know, like 4 or 5 months after that. Full length, we're hoping next year.
Okay, awesome. I can't wait.
When are y'all going to shoot your next music video?
I have EM? Oh.
I'm interviewing you.
Sammy, when are you going to shoot your next video?
Really soon. We just started doing the, storyboard. So we're drawing that out and getting everything planned, like exactly where we want to shoot and what we want to shoot and who's going to be in it. And we already have, like, the main guy.
Can you say what song?
I'm sorry? Oh, Such a Seducer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
No.
I find myself keep going back to look at that, like, video ad that Joe made for Jeff's Hippie Bath Day.
Yeah.
Where y'all did the, y'all didn't release that song, but it was the Road Soda song.
Yeah.
I like that song a lot.
I really like that song a lot too, and I think that recording is good, even though it's just kind of scratch.
When am I going to hear the full song? Because all I get is like 40 seconds.
I don't know if it's going to be on the split with Hit Me Lightning, but it'll definitely be on the full length if it's not on the split.
Cool. I mean, you got a lot of other really good songs fighting for real estate on that album.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Hell yeah,
so
thank you, man.
How genuine do you think his answers were in the questions that I was asking you to ask him?
Well, at first I felt that it was a little rocky, like it was kind of awkward. But then we got more comfortable once the questions started rolling, I think.
Like most interviews.
Yeah.
They're rocky at first, but then they get rolling.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that concludes this interview of an interview.
Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you. Hi, we got Lindsay Cole with us hanging out. How are you today? Oh, we're going in. Exciting. Before we go in, do you have any? Yes.
Okay, I was like, oh.
Do you have any predictions?
I have a few, but you have to ask me what categories, because I don't know. I can't just tell you off the top of my head.
Do you think anybody's going to try to streak across the stage?
Streak across stage? No, but that would be really interesting.
Okay, well then you got some surprises in store. All right, I'm here with Sean Russell of the Cut Their Own Pitches. Sean, are you feeling confident?
I'm feeling confident that I'm going to at least place in the top 20 for Americana out of the 10 nominees.
Awesome. And I'm real sorry that you had to compete with me.
I know. I really think the best way to handle it is to like have like a cool hand loop contest where we eat hard-boiled eggs and see
okay.
who wins.
Right on.
And then whoever that is gets the trophy.
Right on.
That's just fair. That's
yeah.
just that's called sport. In honor
yeah.
of the Olympics.
Democracy's dead anyways. So.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
How you doing, man? If I record you?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay. Cool. We're here with Jacob. Jake? I don't know. I always feel
yeah,
weird.
It's all good. Jake. I generally go by Jake. People
okay.
I know. Jacob's
okay.
my business name. So.
All right. So all the listeners know
yeah.
Of Vodio.
Yeah.
Do you have any predictions?
No.
No.
Just in for the ride.
Awesome. Awesome.
You
think you're going to win?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I mean, probably not, but.
I believe in you. I don't know.
well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I mean,
I know you're definitely.
I'm rooting for Mean Motor Scooter. I like them a lot.
Right on. I know you definitely have a shot.
Wolves, I like those guys too. I like what I've heard from them.
Right on. Speaking of me and Moe's getting just, never mind, just not walking over here.
Yeah. He's on the phone.
Awesome. Well, good luck, dude.
Thanks, sir.
I believe in you.
All right,
I'm here with the Earthchild Imperious gang, and Susie's along with them too, of course. Susie, we're all dying to know. Do you have any predictions?
I'm going to say that for avant-garde, it's going to be...
I have you.
Yeah.
We're sorry, guys. Y'all got put in the wrong slot this year. I'm kidding.
I don't show up to win.
Okay.
No, if we win, I'll be more surprised than anything else that could happen today.
Right on. Well... I really hope y'all win. I hope we win too. I know that those are conflicting.
That's pretty small odds.
Yeah, those are conflicting, but I just hope we all have fun.
Yeah. We were nominated for two categories. Avant-garde and what was the other one? Oh, best new band.
Oh, right on.
So maybe they'll win best new band and avant-garde will go to IFN.
Yeah, and then we'll be like on top of the world.
What does avant-garde mean?
I think it just means strange. Just strange.
Strange.
That's what I always assumed. I heard of avant-garde from Tom Waits. And so, I don't know.
I've heard it. I just don't know exactly what it means because I hear it referred, you know, lots of stuff referred to as avant-garde.
Yeah.
I don't ever know what musical genres mean.
That's a good question.
And I don't agree with them.
I like studying a lot of subgenres. Like, what's the difference between like ska punk and pop punk and ska music
and post punk, post punk pop and punk pop and pop.
What does indie mean?
Nothing anymore.
Doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah, it means nothing anymore.
I'd say that I Have the M is pretty indie.
Well, I'd say that anything that's independent is indie.
It's all things indie.
But then
yeah.
they start calling bands like, you know, famous bands indie, and then that
yeah.
destroys
there
the meaning
goes.
Of the word.
Well, I mean, but even like at this level, I'm pretty, I guess D. I'm dependent. I don't have that in part. I'm D. We're a D kind of folk project.
You're Dindy. We're D.
Dindy.
It sounds like a cute name for dinner.
It's time for dinner.
All right. Thank you, guys. Oh, real fast. Do you have any other predictions in any of the other categories?
No.
No?
Not cool. A single
Holy
one.
Moly wins best live band.
Oh, okay.
I'm being honest, I don't,
they
know,
won last year.
Know who's nominated for what. I'm just here.
Right on. Right on. Just having fun. All right. Peace out, guys.
I use.
You use any word.
Okay.
We're here with Daniel Katsuk. How you doing, man? How you feeling?
Oh, pretty fabulous today.
You're pretty confident?
I'm pretty confident about being here.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think I'm here. You think therefore you are. Do you have any predictions? Since we're still waiting on the event to start.
I'm predicting that it's probably going to be a race war. Hopefully we will come to a state of peace and it will come to our heads pretty quickly before society breaks down into that kind of chaos.
Yeah, hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But are you talking about today, like this event?
I mean, I'd like this to be the catalyst, but I don't know.
I definitely predict, and I'm pretty sure I'm 100% on this, there's going to be some winners.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Good luck to them.
Good luck to those people. And for those who did not win, we send our condolences.
Yeah. Try next year.
Next year.
Good luck. Do you have anything you want to say to the listeners of the Freak Out Podcast? All right. All right. Welcome back to the Freak Out Podcast. We're with Matt Tedder. So, I've been hearing a lot about you recently. What's been going on? I've seen your name a few times.
Me and the band, and I've been doing a couple solo things around town.
Right.
Playing about three nights a week most of the times, and just writing songs and playing out around the scene.
You were on America's Got Talent or The Voice?
The Voice.
The Voice, right on, right on.
Yeah.
So, how was that? How was that?
I've never thought I would have done something like that. But they reached out, and you know, as soon as I found out my blind audition song, which was Muddy Waters, Hoochie Coochie Man, I was all about it. I was more excited for Muddy, almost for myself. You know?
Cool.
Yeah.
So, how'd you feel when you got nominated?
Oh, man, I was surprised. I just moved back to town in November, and I've been playing out pretty regularly, but I don't have music out yet.
Yeah.
So to get nominated, you know, off of just maybe the show or just playing out live is, you know, that's really special to me.
Are you feeling confident?
Oh, man, whatever happens, happens. I feel good. Still be playing music at the end of the day, you know?
Do you have any predictions?
Oh, predictions.
Best band, best live act?
I don't really. I mean, I didn't really look too much in depth. I didn't vote. I kind of looked through the ballot a couple times. I'm just kind of like excited to be in a room with a bunch of my friends,
it's a lot of
you
fun,
know?
Right?
There's a lot of good people here. Yeah.
And it's crazy how much good music is coming out of this group of good people.
Yeah, man.
It's
Fort Worth crowd.
There's a lot of steep competition tonight. Some hardcore rivalries.
Oh, man. Well, who knows?
Well, good luck, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
I'm sorry?
Any words for the listeners of the Funky Town Podcast?
The tacos were amazing. The beer is cold. It's a little warm, but it's Texas. I have no complaints. I love it.
Right on, right
on.
Some
beer for my crotch.
God, no.
Yeah, I'm way less drunk than last year. It was great.
Yeah. How you doing?
What's up, Zach? I'm doing really good. How are you, my man?
We're with Parker from Animal Spirit, hanging out in the line for beer.
Yes, we're in the Fort Worth Weekly Awards line of beer.
So what are y'all are definitely nominated for live band.
Yeah, that's what Animal Spirit is for this year. Yeah, best live band.
Zach Tucker, our bassist, is doing his best bassist for his other band, Bon Quixote.
Yeah, I got snubbed for that.
Yeah, that's a really great album. So they're up for that album as well. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm also playing, I play in a band called the Rage Out Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's up for Best Jazz, so cool. Hopefully that's going to get some traction as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any predictions?
I don't know. No.
No?
Every single year it surprises me, and so this year I'm here just to hang out and don't have my hopes up like the last few years.
Yeah,
so.
Last year I got kind of drunk. And,
yeah.
I got kind of angry.
I have a gig after this, so I have to pace myself this year. But
right, it'll be fun. Yeah. Right on. No tantrums.
Right, yeah, exactly. I just got to stay mellow.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, my lady, Melissa.
Hey, I'm
Mark.
Good, anything
awesome.
Else?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for all of you for coming out. For the winners, please come up this side of the stage. And I'm going to try to plow through because we have a lot of categories to get to, so I'm going to try to plow through as quickly as we can. So try and pay attention when your name is called. Please clap for everyone. Don't be a dick. Okay, our first category is Americana Roots Rock. And the Panty goes. Kevin Aldrich. Next category is hard rock. And the winner for the hard rock category is Panic Volcanic. Bear. And the panty goes to Year of the Bear. Jordan would like to thank all the Goliath people, the Hill people, for this one. All right, shorts. The next category is Punk. 2016 Fort Worth Weekly Music Award goes to War Party. Publisher. Hey, all this happening right now, this guy did it. This guy and his staff, he's the head of the dragon. Give him a big round of applause. We got three Christians and the Michael Newman. I don't have as good of a, I don't know if it's a game show host voice or a stripper voice that guy has, but let's keep going. Hey, by the way, before all of this, you guys, what I don't think a lot of you recognize is, yeah, this is a vote from a lot of your fans and a lot of the public, but you guys all voted for each other. And it's like, I think that was the coolest thing, is everybody was like, you know, pushing votes for all of it. That's a community, and I'm very, very proud to witness it. Thank you very much for doing what you do. Okay, category, best acoustic folk singer-songwriter. And the winner is Put Your Hands Together for Mr. Jacob Furr. The winner for the 2016 Pantheon for semi-local band, Oil Boom. Dallas rehearsing with a new Steely Dan tribute band that he's trying to get into, so rock and roll. Big Mike's the shit. Yes, Big Mike is the shit. Okay, next category. Best Vocalist Performance. Best Vocal Performance 2016, Mr. Leon Bridges. Guitarist performance. Tough category, here we go. Daniel Baskin with the Raven Charter. Dubstone Music, Machine Electric, excuse me. Nick Forkel with Torbid North. Christian Tunes with Bob Chiodi. Chase Young with, Devin Lee. And Mark, help me out here, lives here. Ryan Tharp. So, best guitarist performance. And the winner is Ryan Tharp.
To my mother, who passed away about a month and a half ago. She was always very supportive of my idiot dream of playing music, so thanks, Mom. Thanks to the Nighthawks guys, Sam, thank you guys, for 5 to 6 years of awesome, fun times. And thank you to the Weekly. Thank you to all the drummers that were nominated. All you guys are good. You guys are all really good. I love watching you guys play. Yeah, rock on. Thank you.
Bassist Performance of the Year, Zach Tucker, Bon Jovi.
I was robbed.
Hey guys, I'm not Zach. Pretty sure he's out catching Pokemon. They're smoking. But he says, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.
If you guys didn't know, Zach plays in 5 different bands in Fort Worth. He's like the hardest working bass player around. So I don't know. He's probably playing music right now, too. We don't know. We'll find him later. But I'm sure he's very grateful for you guys, and he wouldn't say half as much as we're saying right now. So thanks so much for being cool.
The winner is for best other performance with quotes Jeff Daisy from Red Sands on White Knuckle Heart. Oh, I didn't think they had guys from marching band up here. I want to thank Fort Worth Weekly for adding a category that included all the other instruments. Thanks to the guys from Limpy, you guys are awesome, the guys in the category. So all the fiddle players, all the trumpet players, all the didgeridoos, the harmonicas, the weird guys. Watch out for those other positions. And to Fort Worth, never take for granted what you have here. It's very special. The community has your back. The musicians have your back. Y'all need to get along with each other. Keep this going. I've been very fortunate to spend so much time here. I've played with so many different bands in this town, and I've been very lucky. This has been my home. It's always going to be my home. And so everyone just, you know, keep this going. Cheers, guys. All right, the 2016 Talent Buyer, Brian Beckman. Categories rock song of the year. The 2016 Pantheon for rock song of the year goes to Good Evening by Quaker City Nighthawks. A
I'd like to thank Eric Griffey for handing this to me just now. That's really sweet of him. I'd like to thank Jeff Daisy for buying me this drink just a little bit ago. I really appreciate that. And I'd like to thank all of our moms. This one feels like a mom award. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Album of the Year. The nominees are Captains of Sense, Clint Biosi, Cody Lee by Cody Lee, Kaleidoscope, Fermal Hands by Tornup Champion, Mother TV Death, Squanto, Coming Home, Leon Bridges, East Texas Blues, Vincent Gale Emerson. So Leon is in Los Angeles having a good time, I guess. Hey, so we recorded this record right over there. See where that Fort Worth Weekly banner is? This is where that happened. So that's kind of crazy. So hey, thanks guys. Cheers. Category is EP of the Year. Yes. You guys all right? You guys doing okay? Woo! Just check. Have some more to drink. Show by Lindby. Grow, Shadows of Jets. Lakehouse Kings, Moving the Band. Huffer, Huffer. Home stretch, folks. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Woo!
Our next category is Band of the Year. The nominees are Golay, The Hendersons, Katsuk, Pinkish Black, Quaker City Nighthawks, Siberian Traps, Telegraph Canyon, The Unlikely Candidates, War Party. The 2016 Fort Worth Weekly Music Award for Band of the Year, Quaker City Nighthawks. Tall musicians. Thank you so much again.
thank you to the city of Fort Worth, actually. This is a really cool-ass place to go up and play music in. Y'all make it a lot better.
I wanted to say thank you to all the regulars that go out and see live music all the time, which is a lot of you. Playing for you guys is always a blast, and thank you for just supporting and screaming and buying us shots and all that kind of shit. Like, it's very much appreciated. Thank you.
Next category is Rock Band of the Year. The nominees are The Kush, Jenna and the Ghost Tree, Mean Motor Scooter, Mind Spiders, Missing Sibling, Mountain Kid, Sally Majestic, Unchien, Vodeo. The winner for Rock Band of the Year is Mean Motor Scooter. Our next category is Venue of the Year. The award for 2016 Best Venue is Lola Saloon. I just want to say on behalf of Lola is that it's the best place to play in Fort Worth. Every single time we get to play there, I love you guys. Thank you. You guys have some words.
And I got Steve Money up here. Some of our friendly staff. I'd like to thank all of y'all for stepping up. Oh, here comes Blake Parrish, another one of our bartenders. I'd like to thank y'all for. Here's Joe Easton, one of our sound guys. Open mic on Monday. Hey, thanks for stepping over our construction this year. We appreciate it. If you haven't come to see the back, you need to come to the back. Roll this to the park. Hey, so this one's for John Hardy and Brian Farrell. Thank you.
And the panty goes to Bart Rose of Fort Worth Sound.
I know everybody's feeling pretty good right now, but I just want to let you know life is a dream. This guy had a dream to write some songs that he killed, so we started a band kind of as a joke. Now we're here, things are good. Jort's made our EP, we're about to drop it for free as soon as possible for everybody to hear. We're going to do some touring, we're going to make a full length. We got shit for you. We love everybody here. We started, like I said, on this guy's dream, so watch out. We're coming.
I love you guys so much.
So our last category, Artist of the Year, the nominees are Leon Bridges, Pinkish Black.
What'd you say?
Reagan James.
I voted for Pinkish Black.
Quaker City Nighthawks, Telegraph Canyon,
Pinkish Black, Pinkish Black,
Pinkish Black.
2016 Artist of the Year for the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards is Leon Bridges.
I have the A. Rebecca just said, okay, once you go pinkish black, you never go back.
Hey, this is Kenny. He played guitar on the record. All right, guys, so let's hit that food in the open bar, all right? See you soon.
Hey, everybody, thanks again for being here. Thanks again to shipping and receiving. Thank you to all the bands who played, showed up. Keep being badass, Fort Worth. Let's go have a drink in shipping and receiving, shall we?
And that was the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards. All right, I'm here with Nick Whitworth. Do you have any thoughts on what we just heard in the awards?
A lot of happy people, a lot of awkward speeches, lots of free alcohol, and I'm seeing everybody else play Pokemon.
Good times all around. Man, that was awesome.
It's been a good day.
Yeah. And that's just starting.
And I'm pretty sure everyone just woke up and got here.
Right? Free beer.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Nick. Hey, Lizzie, as an outsider, what did you think of this year's awards?
Oh, well.
Not as an outsider, but as a fan.
As a fan. I thought that this awards was a little bit predictable. But it still made sense.
Well, I mean, you know, predictable is kind of how it should be.
Like, I guess
there's always a clear winner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
there's a few dark horses that came up and won.
It's an industry. It's a local thing.
Yeah.
People are going to pick their preferences.
Of course.
I'm really glad that I Happy Am was even on the ballot.
Yes. I love democracy.
Absolutely. Democracy's the best.
Right on. Thank you.
I like Addison's white neck. I like that honky neck.
That was Alex Knight.
Yep.
Licking Addison.
Jordan, this is Zach. Zach, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. I'm Zach.
We actually went to school again.
Yes.
He plays for the Phantom Sensation.
Yes. And I'm recording right now for the Funky Town podcast.
Oh, right. Nice. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm here to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any thoughts on what happened today?
It was a great time. It was a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Right on.
Congratulations to everyone who was nominated. Congratulations to everyone who won.
Yes.
Looking
it was a really fun
to
night.
Next year, right?
Are there any upsets that you saw or you thought you should have won but didn't?
I actually haven't really heard of a bunch of the people that were nominated.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, hey, you know, maybe I shouldn't have voted, and I didn't.
Right. You voted, though, right?
I did vote, but I voted for my friends, and they didn't win all the ones that I wanted to win.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I didn't win either of my categories, so I'm going to go pout.
Hey, you got to work harder, right?
Yes. And it's for fun. We're doing this for fun.
You guys have come a long way, man.
Thank you. Rock and roll, man.
You guys are getting out there. Right?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you. So how do you feel being robbed, Richard, of Henry the Archer?
I don't feel robbed at all.
Okay.
I feel like I came here and stole food and alcohol.
Right on. You were fed.
I was fed. That's all I need.
Yeah. Man, this is a good year.
This was a great year. The turnout was great. Everybody's got in such a great positive mood. Here's Aaron Knight from Black Box Entertainment. Black Box's Funky Town podcast.
Yeah.
Say hello.
What? Oh, really? Hello.
We're recording.
Would Jeffrey send you after me?
No. We just randomly hooked up real quick. I just talked about you today, actually, on the radio, on Off Radar podcast.
Was it good?
Yeah, well, whenever anybody's like, how did I hook up with the band, I can't bring it up without talking about you. Right?
Thank you.
Sure.
Nice
Blackbox is it's very instrumental in a lot of music in Fort Worth.
Well, we're the one
We're the one group of people that book based on heart rather than wallet, I guess. Right?
So you feel snubbed.
Oh, I don't care, dude. Let me tell you something. Brian Beckman is ass off over there at Magnolia.
Yes.
He's got... you know why we don't book Americana and country in this town? Because he does. He kicks our ass at it. And, like, he totally already messaged him. I was like, deserved it, dude. Like, about time you got some recognition. When we started doing this, there was no other companies in town other than, like, Spoon.
Yeah.
We had to do a festival. And Jamie and I were like, well, let's just go broke promoting music. That sounds like a great idea.
Right.
So we did, and it's been fruitful for us.
Broker than ever.
Well, it's neat because, like, we can go broke on doing shows, but then we book enough restaurants where musicians make money and we make money, and it's like, it's a happy medium. We're able to actually survive and pay people fair. It's just, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I know that the Fort Worth music scene wouldn't be what it is without you guys today.
Man,
we want to thank you.
It's a really nice thing for you to say.
I appreciate it.
Rock and roll, man.
Hey, listen, I want you to have a beer on me. Anything you want, that's up there. I think it's free. They're not really free. I just paid for them all in advance.
This guy right here.
Hey, Zach, this guy right here, he puts a lot of penises in his mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's why he took away this. He only did the bottom now. Yeah.
Yeah, because he don't
too
want
many
to have
hair around here.
When he had the full, it was pure vagina.
Oh, my goodness. That's gross, you guys.
I remember when you moved here, man.
You were like, who do I do? And I was like, I don't know. I'll put you in a grotto.
Jeff's going to be mad for all the curse words in this. He's got to edit it out.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Jeff. I love you.
Love you, Jeff.
We have to play a shipping and receiving interview. In last year as well.
Yes. Man, people are double fisting tonight.
I know. I don't know why I did this here.
Oh, awesome. Oh, this is empty.
No, it's not. It's
almost empty.
It's empty, right?
I want to use some cold
water.
We're I Happy M.
Sorry?
We're I Happy M.
I Happy M.
Yeah, we're really new. We were nominated for Avant Garde.
Oh, okay.
You should check us out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Based on what you write, I think you might like our music.
Yeah. The music that I listen to, listen to the most by myself is a lot of bossa nova.
Yeah.
A lot of slow electronic bossa novas, you know, so.
Okay. So you might not like our music. I'm just kidding. No.
No, what I'm saying is music that doesn't necessarily compare to what I write.
Bossa Nova, is that
Brazilian jazz-based music.
Okay. She does a lot of, big band or crooner.
Yeah, you can do
this. This is a good day.
Yeah.
Is this a good day?
No, a good day. I love a bidet.
It's a bidet?
I love a bidet.
It's a good day when there's a bidet.
I feel so fresh, I'm like, oh.
Water right up in
the day should be standard for all Americans.
Get out of town.
Uh-oh, we got...
Where did this conversation go so quickly?
Rick.
I'm trying to make a pun out of your name.
How are you, man? Good. I'm recording for the Funky Town podcast.
Oh, awesome.
You have any thoughts after the award show?
Yeah, it was great.
Yes, it was great.
It was very fun.
You're very lovely on stage. You should have won. You should have won, producer. I voted for you.
Thank you.
I enjoy your presence and your company.
Thank you.
I think you're a wonderful person. And I love seeing pictures and videos of your twins.
Thank you.
I think they're really cute. I'm sorry. I always like watch your videos and your pictures because
I like that. Yeah, it's crazy. They're doing well.
Right on.
Their childhood is well documented.
Right on. Actually, they get an audio engineer in on the music or in on the recording of their lives. Awesome. I'm drinking too much beer, so I'm going to stop this. All right, we're with Joe and Caleb. Joe, everybody knows that you won the award for the Lola Salute. Everybody knows it. Don't try to deny it. How do you feel?
How do you feel? Well, I'm super happy. happy I am.
I happy am.
Oh, I happy am. Yeah, okay, that. But I just am happy for Lola's because I just am always grateful for Lola's because it's like the best. I am the happiest sound guy ever at Lola's. And
he's the hardest working
it.
Sound guy.
Yes.
I see him care more about bands than just about anybody else.
The yes. best thing is, though, I mean, just come in and everything is there and it's going to be good no matter what happens.
Right on.
He took care of this out-of-town band the other day. They loved it.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody knows just the best. And everybody knows that Caleb is the best guitarist. Even though he didn't win tonight, everybody knows Caleb's the best guitarist.
Well, there wasn't a category, but if I had to vote, Tyrell Choate all day.
Right on.
I won the Panthe for shortest amount of beer drank in the quickest amount of time.
Word up. Thank you, Joe.
What's up, man?
You have a word for the Funky Town Podcast?
What's up?
You have a word for the Funky Town Podcast?
The Funky Town Podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
What's the word, man?
Man, the word is, you know, this is the city right now. This is it, you know. We got neighbors to the south, neighbors to the east, but in this town, you know, everyone cares about what you sound like, you know, what you play like. They don't care about, they're not interested in what you're wearing, you know. They're like, everybody practices, they work hard, they sound good, and we got a community that supports all of that. So,
awesome.
Funky Town pride right there.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff Daisy, and congratulations on your win. That's a sticker for the Funky Town Podcast. We're on 975 The Pirate, 6 p.m. on Fridays and noon on Mondays. And you can also find us at Funky Town Podcast at podbean.com.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
You know, we always support local music, and we're hanging out. And congratulations.
Oh, yeah. We love you for that.
Thank you. Hey, Taylor Craig Mills.
Can I get
a word for the Funky Town Podcast?
A what?
Can I get a word for the Funky Town Podcast?
Yeah, what do you want, man?
Are you packing tonight?
Am I packing?
Yes. How much hardware
no.
do you got?
I'm not moving anywhere tonight.
Right on. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Now that the award ceremony is over, everybody's hanging out. Do you have any final thoughts? Any weapons on you?
Well,
your knife?
I always
big
have
ass
a,
knife.
I always have a weapon on me, but one thing is most important is it's always really cool to see everybody come together in this town. So
right on.
That was a beautiful thing to see, as always.
Later on, you can shank them.
No, not at all.
Right on. Thank you, man.
Yeah, no worries.
I appreciate it. You can't tell because I'm backwards.
I got it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Awesome, yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll make some great music.
Well, thank you very much, man. Yeah, most of the guys couldn't make it tonight. Everybody's out of town right now and all that kind of stuff.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, dude, take care of yourself and have a great night.
You too, man.
It was a pleasure.
Yes.
I'm going to shake your hand, so you're going to have to put that on pause.
Right on.
All right, take care.
Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Taylor Craig Mills has a big-ass knife. Hey, Jeff, how do you feel about Taylor Craig Mills having a big-ass knife on his whip?
Yeah. I know, that's what I'm saying. He's always packing.
It's scary. He was like, don't mess with me.
No, he didn't. I know, man. He was trying to get away, and you wouldn't let him go away.
Oh, yeah.
That was great, man.
You got him.
He got lost and he fell on
his. Okay, you ready? This is the first time my voice is being heard on the podcast. Zach's done the whole thing so far.
Oh, this will be the first time mine's being heard, too.
I know.
It's all Zach. All Zach all day.
And he didn't interview you to find out that a Mean Motor Scooter won, what, Best Rock?
We did. We were surprised. We were very shocked to win. It's amazing.
You beat out Unchin and...
Unchin, Missing Sibling,
a bunch of other bands, yeah.
A bunch of really good bands, yeah. We were shocked.
I thought you guys had a chance.
We didn't. We thought that Unchin would win for sure. So it was. We were happy. We were like just crazy happy.
When you play every day, I think you're top of mind.
It has a little to do with it. We got the name recognition, I guess, from playing every single day.
Every day, everywhere.
Yeah. We'll take a show anywhere, really.
Well, that's awesome. And we were all excited about for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're really stoked about it, too. Chase is so stoked. He's staring at his phone.
I think he's playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, got to grab them all, man.
Or either that, or he's looking at pictures of his cat.
His cat is pretty cool, though.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
I love you.
I love you too, Zach.
Everybody likes to dance because Jeff Florida's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, this is Matt Stubbs from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Show.
Suck it.
And suck it, Stubbs. But.
Stubbs literally has two cigarettes he's putting up to his mouth right now.
I love the world and I love peace. I love peace. And I love Zach, but he's drunk and now he's out of here. Drunk Zach.
I don't know how this works because it's very different from Dustin's.
Yeah, that's the new. Hi, Junk Zach.
Hey.
How's the night? That was awesome. Can you also kiss this thing?
Yeah, I'll kiss it. Oh, thank you.
That was really.
That was fake. My real kisses are for you.
That was fake.
There's no fake kisses that come to Stubbs. Like Richard will give me a kiss.
Come on, Richard.
Give me a kiss.
I kiss Matt on the lips.
He does.
I kiss Matt on the lips all the time.
You want tongue?
No, I don't want
tongue.
My boy.
No tongue. I'm a boy.
No, I said my boy. Like, he's my boy.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. This is going to be fun for you.
For what? Oh, this is for the Jeffrey Lord show?
Lord's show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it won't make it to the funky, because it goes on the pirate.
Oh, okay, so I can't cuss?
I don't think so.
I don't cuss on the Jeffrey Lord show, but I love the Jeffrey Lord show. I love Funky Town Podcast. Funky Town Podcast is what you should listen to if you want to know what's going on in Fort Worth and music.
It's true.
It is true.
The Lord is the gatekeeper of all music in Fort Worth. That's what Zach just said. Oh, whoa.
Coalition? We could stop up. We could.
Stop ISIS?
Not stop ISIS, because, I mean, they're jerks and they won't stop for nothing. But if we could, we could run forward with music if we wanted to. We could control. I mean, we could take over the weekly awards if we wanted to.
Don't be late. I've got hunger pains that just can't wait to get to Chili's. Yeah, to get to Chili's. Flip the menu over, up and down. Exotic food items, the best in town. I speak of Chili's. Yeah, I speak of Chili's. Lettuce, tomato, ketchup and buns. Chili's at the beach for everyone. Baby back ribs, you needn't be ashamed to call first biz. It's on that Chili's. Yeah, on that Chili's. Dad, Mom, maybe Aunt Claire, the whole extended family will be there to eat a Chili's. Birthdays, meetings, dates and such, Chili's is the go-to place for love.
idea. I want to live in, I need an underground bunker, so I'm going to get 2 single wides, bury one, and then I'm going to have 2 single wides, bury one, and then I'm going to live in the top one, and then if there's ever an emergency, I'll go underground in the 2nd single wide, because it'd be kind of a double wide, but stacked on top of each other. And because all these rich people, why don't they have the underground bunkers?
Some do.
Yeah. And those are the smart ones. Because underground bunkers are the shizzy McNizzy.
I agree.
Me too. I agree. A basement?
Yeah.
Where do you find a basement in Texas?
There's a few houses in this area that have basements.
My mom, she wanted, when we moved out towards Benbrook and Crowley and Joshua, and it's rock. It's rocky.
Yeah.
The ground is, you can't. We wanted to have an underground or a pool, an underground pool. Not an underground, but like a an in-ground. Yeah, pool.
Not
it's impossible because there's so much rocks. Damn.
It had the stairs that you can reach through, grab someone's foot, and
they're
coming down.
There's so many rich people in Burleson. I don't understand how underground bunkers aren't more prevalent.
I've got a craving deep inside for the bar and grill that keeps me satisfied. That is Chili's. Oh, that is Chili's. Table or booth, I really don't care, as long as you provide the silverware to eat at Chili's. Yeah, to eat at Chili's. Salads, wings, and even desserts, I will eat at Chili's till my tummy hurts. Yes, at Chili's. Craft burgers and bottomless drinks, positive reviews on Yelp, I think. Just at the Chili's. From lunch till closing time, I'll be content as long as I'm at the Chili's. Yeah, at the Chili's. Maybe someday I'll work there at the Chili's just to wear the red and black Chili's dress code. Oh, they enforce a strict dress code. Sister, neighbor, and even work friend, we'll be at Chili's to tell the world it's growing old in the Chili's. Bible study graduations too, Chili's is the logical choice for you. Meet at the Chili's.
A 1, 2, 3, rip.
Chili's will have what you need. Chili's will have what you need. Chili's will have what you need. Chili's will have what you need.